when the sun goes down in this border town, and a fear sets in and gets higher. And down in the streets, in the desert heat, rise seven men with a heart.
Restless Breed, that was from the band Riot, and that was the title track of their 1982 release, a band that I think was very overlooked. They put out a lot of great records, two different singers, both of whom unfortunately have passed away, and Rhett Forrester, who you just heard on the Restless Breed track, this was his first album, for the band Riot, and he was tragically murdered back in 1994 in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the victim of an attempted carjacking. He resisted and got shot to death. Very sad. And then before that, a little tip of the hat to Batman. Adam West passed away a couple of days ago, and I think for many of us, Adam West was the Batman, so I had to give a little nod to Adam West. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. This is the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thank you for checking out another episode. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something from Deep Purple lead vocalist Ian Gillan. Back in 1991, he released a solo album called Toolbox, and this is a track called Hang Me Out to Dry. Ian Gillan hung out to dry, and on that track, Leonard Hayes, former drummer for Y&T, was playing drums on that release, so kind of cool. Anyway, we're going to keep things rolling now with something from 2015 from the Hollywood Vampires. The Hollywood Vampires, in case you don't know, includes Joe Perry from Aerosmith and Alice Cooper, along with Johnny Depp. But then the Hollywood Vampires release that they put out in 2015, they re-recorded, or recorded a new version, I should say, of an old Alice Cooper classic, School's Out, and they combined some Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall, into the version that they put on the Hollywood Vampires album. And since summer's just about here, many schools are out already, if not all. Seemed like a good time to play this one. So from the Hollywood Vampires debut release of 2015, this is School's Out, along with a little bit of Another Brick in the Wall.
Making all that noise.
That song always makes me feel like it's summer, whether it's the original Alice Cooper version or this Hollywood Vampires version from 2015. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with some Chicago rock. A great Chicago band in the 80s was a band called Howland. They had one record out, Little Monsters, but they had got around to recording songs that would have been part of their second album had that ever happened. So I'm going to play one of those tracks right now. From Howland, this is The Guys Who Killed Everybody. Oh yeah, Tommy Howland, Mike Badio, Brad Rorson, Joey Settner, the guys who killed everybody from the band Howland from Chicago. And special thanks to Mike Badio, who got me copies of these songs again a few years ago. I had cassette copies of a lot of these, but don't know what happened to some of them. So it was good to revisit this material again. So thanks to Mike for getting me copies of those records. And Mike Badio, or Michael Badio, still very active in music. He's got some solo records out. He's also reunited just recently with his old singer from a band called Nitro, and they're working on new material too. So new music from Mike Badio definitely coming out in the near future. All right, we're going to keep things going now with former Hanoi Rocks lead singer Michael Monroe. Back in 1989, he put out a record called Not Faking It. From that one, this is Dead, Jail, or Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Glad Michael chose rock and roll over being dead or jail. That's a great record, and Hanoi Rocks, of course, was a great band, huge influence on Motley Crue, and ironically, Vince Neil had gotten into a car accident that he was driving in where Razzle from Hanoi Rocks ended up getting killed, and that kind of put the end to Hanoi Rocks. So, in a way, we have Motley Crue to thank for this Michael Monroe record, because that came out after the demise of Hanoi Rocks. And Michael is still very active, particularly in his homeland in Finland. I know he plays regularly there. I don't know how often he makes it over to the United States, but I know he's still out rocking Finland for sure. All right, we are the Radio Bypass Podcast, and we like to play stuff that the radio stations around the country seem to ignore. And Michael Monroe is probably a good example of that. I doubt it's in anybody's playlist. Probably nothing I've played today is on any radio station's playlist. And that's why we do it. So the Radio Bypass Podcast is here to play music that commercial radio ignores. And we're going to keep doing that right now with something from Black Sabbath. Back about 4 years ago, 2013, we had an almost Black Sabbath reunion. And I say almost because Bill Ward, the original drummer, ended up not being part of that. But the other three guys did get together, and they recorded an album called 13 that came out in 2013. And from that release, this is a track called Live Forever.
Thank you.
Live Forever from Black Sabbath, their release 13. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something from 2014. Tesla put out a record that year called Simplicity, and this is a track called Flipside.
Song. I wrote down the words so everyone could sing along. Sussing out the situation,
smoking weed for medication.
Hippies rolling on vacation, catch it on the flip side. Mandatory mediation,
overpaying inflation.
Homeschooling education, catch it on the flip side. Cause I ain't afraid to fight. You better change your ways, separate wrong from right. That's right. I'm spitting out another dose of reality. Take it or leave it, it's just a technicality. Tired of indecision,
turning off the television.
Ain't no place to find religion. Catch it on the flip side. Bite your lip and start to rockin'.
Two-faced, double talking.
These boots are made for walking. Catch it on the flip side. Flip side. Catch it on the flip side. Flip side. Catch it on the flip side. Rolling on vacation, catch it on the flip side. Mandatory mediation,
overpaying inflation.
Homeschooling education, catch it on the flip side. Sick and tired of indecision,
turning off the television.
Ain't no place to find religion, catch it on the flip side. Bite your lip and start to rockin'.
Two-faced, double talking.
These boots are made for walking. Catch it on the flip side.
They'll catch you on the flip side. That's Tesla. And I believe they are still working on a new studio record to follow up Simplicity. They did put out a live release with one new studio track in 2016 to celebrate the 30-year anniversary of their first album, Mechanical Resonance. But I know they've been working on and off on a new full studio record. So maybe we'll see that materialize this year. I hope so. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. I thank you for checking it out, and thank you to the world, really. Thank you to the listeners in Japan and Germany and Poland and Argentina. I appreciate you checking this podcast out every week, and of course, everybody right here in the good old USA. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I can tell people are digging it, and that's great because that's what I'm here for, is to share great music that deserves to be heard. But if you like what you're hearing, though, and you don't own this material, go buy it. Support your musicians. They need all the support they can get these days. There's not much of a music business left anymore where you can actually put food on the table. So support your musicians and buy their music if you dig it. And I hope you're digging this podcast too, like I said. So come back next week for another episode. Have a great week until then. I'm going to leave you with one last tune from a Chicago rocker named Dennis D. Young. In 2009, he put out a solo album called 100 Years From Now. And this is a track called I Don't Believe in Anything. See you next week.
Anything that I hear, 'cause they got ways of fixing things, make notes disappear. So if you're having trouble staying in pitch, keeping your rhythm tight, double click on the little mouse, and everything will be alright. And I don't believe in anything, anything that I read up there on that internet with all the anonymities. Someone in the bedroom with an axe to grind and a DSL downloads how to make a bomb, shoot and blow us all to hell. Things have really turned out swell. Movie stars dancing by the big blue screen. 100,000 warriors attack the king. They cut them down to size, but that's just more than CGI. There's really only 20 guys. Tell me, how do we believe our eyes?
On these histories,
we're living in the here and now.
Wireless idolatries,
sanctified the sacred cow. In anything any politician says, from some little councilman right up to our dear old prez. I hate the bloody liberals and the neocons, they're all so full of shit. Oh, the way they talk to us, I think they think we're idiots. A royal bunch of